as I see it, is a waste of creativity, to be honest. But imagine putting that creativity into a better use.
Welcome to Creator Secrets. I'm Tom, and in this podcast, we will take a look at creativity. By and for creators, we will dive into the secrets of creating your best work and the journey that will take us there. One episode and one talk at a time. And I'm never looking back again. Well, I have a sip of coffee. Let's get real for a moment. The state of the world is kind of fucked. That's not even taking into account the years of all years, 2020. I'm talking about the major crisis that is going to hit us straight in the face in the coming years. Climate change. But that also brings me to the topic of today's episode. During lockdown here in Belgium, I had a moment where I was really doubting everything that I was doing. The videos I'm making for clients. I know, I'm very lucky to have clients in the first place. The videos for YouTube, the chasing of the algorithm on Instagram. As a biologist first, it just seems pretty insignificant to worry about all of that. When, you know, there's a big, big shit show coming for us while the governments of the world can't even handle a small virus. How the hell are we supposed to fight back? Now, the more I've been talking to people, the more it just dawned on me that there's this huge lack of information and sharing of knowledge that might turn the tide on this one. And you've seen this with COVID now, with all the Facebook warriors. In part, it's also because scientists, just like myself, don't really share their findings online. And when they do, it mostly stays within the scientific community. And at the same time, we have this huge pool of creators, amazing storytellers, and they have learned how to grow an audience and community online. But they might lack some depth to their message, as I felt I had as well. Now, one of those evenings that all blurred together, it felt like all the pieces just fell together. And that was also the birth of Creators for Climate. Now, together with my buddy, who's right here, Carlos, we started this initiative to close the gap between science and culture, bringing creators and experts together and hopefully bringing a tidal wave of climate content into existence. Our aim is to give the experts the tools to become active online, just as we are as creators, and also give the creators access to a vault of stories that haven't been told before. I mean, who wouldn't be happy with that? Now, what you're hearing next is a chat with my friend Carlos about the roots of Creators for Climate, where it started, why in the first place is this so important to us, and where we're heading in the next years. But for now, I'll just give the word to Carlos to introduce himself here to the podcast. Enjoy, guys.
So yeah, I come from Portugal. I'm 30 years old. But the reason that brought me like to Belgium was like purely accidentally, just as an engineer, road designer. Yeah, I was sick of my job in Portugal. I quit, and then I got a few good proposals here and there in Europe. And I ended up choosing the best one, and the best one was here in Belgium. But with this passion for photography, video, all this creativity stuff in the back of my mind, like a year and a half around, I finally opened my small private company, my small business as working as a freelance photographer and videographer. And yeah, I decided to give it a try, and here we are. But now we have something.
Now we have a little
something
baby.
Special.
We have something. A little baby that we put into the world. The best part is when all of this started, that was at a Burger King. Explain that to the people.
Well, it didn't exactly start there, but that's where we have like a huge conversation and we discuss it, because I remember you for months, like you said, you already had this idea for a long time. And I remember you talking about, again, everything was still very green, also in your mind, in mm-hmm. my mind. And then, yeah, that Burger King, after we were doing a video, I asked you to
help out with a shoot. Yeah.
Yeah. On a spec ad that I was trying to do, and everything went well. And then, of course, because you helped me, I had to pay your dinner. And then, we were discussing the mess that this year is, was, and still is. My feeling about the climate, about conservation of wildlife, everything, basically, everything was very negative in my mind. Pandemic, racial problems, everything that's happening this year. There was one post on social media, on Facebook or on Instagram, I don't remember when. It's a day that we mark every single year that says when we got the limit of our resources for that year.
Yeah, it's like Earth's used up for the year, overshoot day.
Yeah, it's something like that. And this year day came up, I think it was around July, I think.
Or August.
And it's still crazy because it's still in the middle of the year and we already
used up everything for the year.
Our resources. But what really surprised me was that in comparison to last year, we gain, I think it was almost 3 or 4 weeks. Like in half a year, we could improve so much. Well, we need some more pandemics. We need something more like this. I mean, joking, of course. It shows me that it's possible. Mm-hmm. And that was kind of a breaking point for me. That from there on, I saw things a little bit more.
You just get hope and the feeling that you can actually do something about it.
Yeah, indeed. Greatest for Climate just came up in the conversation and then we start. And it was very, very revolutionary mood. I remember I was cursing and a lot and punching the table. And then, yeah, here we are, like around 3-4 months later with the baby in our lap.
With the baby. Mainly because I also just really wanted to push myself. And then by definition and by extension, all you guys, because you tagged along with me, that we just needed to get it out before my birthday. I was like, if we don't do something, if we don't put a date on it, it's never going to happen. It's always going to be an idea.
Yeah. And you need always, it's difficult to do something like this completely alone. Mm-hmm. You see it. We are two of us and two others.
Well, we started with two and now we're four people, but still.
We are four and we still struggle in managing all of this. And we didn't know we would have this dimension. And that's pretty amazing.
You need to have that spark in other people. And yeah, you need to have the conversation with people and just share that idea around. And then just bounce it off, because when I was talking to you, when I was talking with family members, with friends of mine, every time I explain the concept, I get a different response from the other side. And for example, with you, I think we started this thinking about documentaries at first. And we're like, we need to do documentaries. But then you start to think about things that it could be a lot bigger. And if it weren't for the talks that I had with all of you and then with the other members and with Charlotte and I don't know, all the people that I involved in this, I don't think it would have been what it is now. Back in the beginning was like always thinking, I don't want to share too much because I don't want to have people stealing that idea. Yeah, especially if it's something like this. And that's like a big, big concern. But what I also learned over the years is that if you have an idea, and even if it's just for a movie or it's something bigger like this, nobody sees it in the same way that you do it. And then as well, you already have this idea in your mind. You already have been working and molding it over. So by the end of when you are at that point, you're already so much ahead than they would be if they just heard about it. So it's something that you have to let go, I think. It is difficult, as we have some conversations about that,
I still have that problem. Well, not anymore, because we release it. It's
We're
open,
live now.
It's public.
Yeah.
But you certainly remember that I was having a lot of these doubts, like, oh, should we contact, because they can steal our idea. And it's not like we are talking about this like it was like a huge revolutionary idea. That right now it's a team of four people trying to act as they can, as we can, to do something for the planet. Of course, with hopes that everything becomes bigger, but we have to sometimes to forget that other people may steal the ideas and just go for it and do it.
If you start to overthink everything, then it won't happen. And
No, exactly. And then you never know until you do it. That's something that actually you taught me. Not that you taught me, but you always push me forward. That was with me creating my company, with me getting some, yeah, some gear, whatever. That was always helpful. And right now it's another example. I mean, just go for it and do it. I was never into recording myself. I was always a guy of being like behind the camera. And yeah.
And now we're doing a podcast right here and we have four cameras pointed at us doing all of this.
Exactly. Exactly. It's getting crazy. And I think that I hope at least that what we are doing here is seen as some kind of inspiration and kind of motivation for other people to do it. Like you at your background as a, yeah, you already had your YouTube channel and the podcast. So you were feeling more comfortable with this than me. But yeah, it's just a matter of
repetition,
practice. And
I started just like you. And the first time I started recording myself, it was just as awkward. But if you're just starting out, that's just normal. And you just go over that by trying and trying again. And you're putting in the hours. And at the end, you don't have problems with that anymore.
No, yeah. But that's exactly what we are doing. Anybody could have come with something like this, with an idea like this. But yeah, we were the ones who put it together. We are the ones who are doing. So it's up to us to go forward with this. But maybe we have to go a little bit deeper.
What is the baby?
What the thing is.
Yeah, exactly. By now, I think you've seen, if you haven't seen it, you've been probably living under a rock. But what we've been doing is this thing called Creators for Climate. And basically, the idea started as just to close the gap between science and culture. And what that means is that, this all comes down to a quote I saw where he says, you know, with 30 years of good science, we thought we could do it. We could figure out climate change and all the stuff that's happening, global warming. But we did, and nobody's listening. And it seems that we don't have an issue within the science, but we do have an issue between getting that across. And humanity is just too selfish, and there's too much greed for the message to come through. There is a gap between science and culture, but there's also the gap exists because we haven't just figured out the right way to communicate between those. I think that's the biggest thing that we're trying to solve with Creators for Climate is like, how can we connect the creators together with the experts, and how can we use both sides and make them view it as openly as possible and ask those what if questions. Like, what if we as a scientist community actually started communicating on the social media? Or what if we as a creator community actually started telling the stories of those experts? So you have two types of knowledge, and we're just trying to figure out how to bring them together. There's still a lot of stigma around YouTube and the social media world for scientists. But on the other hand, there's also a big stigma around science for creative people.
Yeah, like you said, closing the gap. But how do you close the gap? The creators have the moral obligation of contributing to that. Like me and like a lot of people, we are getting sick of always the same content being posted on social media. There's so many things being done that the community in general, the public, don't know. Because they consume this, let's say, this shitty content all the time, we have to introduce this meaningful content out there. And the creators have that moral obligation because the expert community don't know how to do it. Like, I don't say that none of them know, but the majority don't know how to put the message out there. And there are so many big things being done. And sometimes that awareness is enough to change people's minds.
Like we said, we were planning on just releasing it just quietly and see where this leads. Within a week, we had so many messages. I remember the first day that both you and I, we didn't do shit for the day.
I was already thinking on getting a PR.
Yeah.
To hire a PR because we couldn't handle it. It was crazy.
We got so many replies of people who actually got it. I think a lot of creators, and especially the outdoor creators that were part of the niche, and they go outdoors and they go shoot everything, and they also see what's happening. And I think a lot of them also don't feel like they have a voice. If I go outdoors and I want to share some content, you shoot the same kind of pictures that everyone does. You try to make videos and you try to do something differently, but it all comes down to sometimes it lacks a little bit of depth. And I think with this, with the concept of trying to send a message that transcends humanity, I think that's like a little bit more depth that we all need just in the content that we're producing. I mean, how sick are you of the same travel videos and the same vlogs over and over again?
As I see it, is a waste of creativity, to be honest. Always producing the same kind of content. And I say it, but I was also part of that team until a while ago. And it's kind of a waste of that resource, of their audience, of their creativity, to just do simple travel videos. Mm-hmm. Or awesome, like, and that's okay that they're awesome videos most of the time. But imagine putting that creativity into a better use. It's also a snowball effect. Mm-hmm. Because, bear with me, there's a guy makes awesome content about Iceland. The guy has 100,000 followers on social media. Mm-hmm. From those 100,000, 10,000 or 20,000 wants to visit Iceland because of the video that he made, that it was awesome. Probably 10% of those 10,000 will really visit. So you already
have a funnel going down. Yeah.
Yeah. And then it's a snowball effect that there's this content creation coming up with more people making videos and then motivating other people to go there. And then we all know, well, you don't have wild places anymore. Mm-hmm. You are creating this snowball effect of jealousy of the mm-hmm. people want to visit because someone else visit, and then I want to go there and take the same photos. And I think that creators indeed have a huge, it's a moral obligation almost. Mm-hmm. Because let's call it that word that nobody likes to be called as an influencer. They are influencers. I am an influencer, like small scale peanuts, but I influence a lot of people to go to a place and take that photo that I took or that video that I made because they like it. So in a way, I'm influencing. So we have to start influencing people in the right direction. And that's how I see it. We as creators, we have a moral obligation to mm-hmm. do something. I wouldn't put it any other way.
I think a lot of people share that moral compass already. And you see that in the replies that we got. What I always think about and conversations that I had with biological friends, no, with friends in biology, and they're all biological friends, but the world is going to look a lot different over the next 50 years already. And we've seen that it shifts and it goes quicker and quicker if we don't do anything. Nature is not going to wait and not going to care. It's just from that perspective as well. If we don't do anything about it, we're not going to be here anymore.
But that's a problem that you are seeing now, for example, with this COVID pandemic. Mm. So until it hits you, most of people almost don't believe it or like ignores it. With the climate, with the planet Earth, it's exactly the same. It's still so far away for a lot of people. Let's put the right content in front of those people.
Even if it's just 5% of what they watch or 10% of what they watch, we don't need people to watch it constantly, because if you watch it constantly, you can get a little depressed if you see what's going on. But at least you have a feel of urgency. And that's the important thing. To feel. But that's also, it's in fact how we evolved as a species. We don't look towards the next 50 years or the next 100 years. Try answering this question for yourself. Where do you see yourself in 5 years? And you have a difficulty to just explain that, because we are not a species that thinks ahead of time.
We have to act and to start aiming at people as individuals. If we don't change on an individual level, we don't change anything. That's the same way for climate change, for politics in the mm-hmm. situation, or it's for everything. We have power when we all have this goal, but everybody has to have this goal. But of course, the expert side also have to be open to this.
Mm-hmm. They need to be open and willing
to this connection. Mm-hmm.
From the feedback that I have, there is a difference in the generations. A lot of young scientists are very eager to spread their message. A lot of the older generations, they have this feeling of like, or it's just another task that they need to manage and it's already too much. They don't have time. They don't think they have the skill set, or they're just hopelessly behind on social media from the first place. You just need to get the right education. And if you already are doing your science, then that means that you know how to learn and you know how to do your research. So I think that with Creators for Climate could be a nice way to bring the right information, something snackable, something that we can watch maybe when we're on the toilet, as a lot of people do. I swear to God, one of the greatest inventions, by the way, just an intermezzo, is like a plug, like a wall plug on a toilet so you can charge your phone when it's dying there. We don't have that, but I saw that, and it's so awesome. If we ever get a house, that's the first thing that I'm going to ask the contractor. Yeah, so I think for us, the biggest and the most important thing to do is just to keep pushing and keep building a community. And I think that word is the key.
The community has a huge factor because, again, it's like a small... It starts with a small ball with 10 people that knows 2 more people, and they spread the message. And that's how these things starts to grow. The more it grows... the more efficient it is, the more people it reaches, and so on, so on.
Basically, we have a few things that we want to do. So the YouTube channel, on one hand, that's for mainly the scientist community or the science community, learning how to communicate and do social outreach, do science communication in the basic form. Of course, we're also going to share our own original content. So you can call it Creators for Climate Originals, however you want to call it. But that's a little bit on the back burner because of Corona and because we cannot fly to all the places. And Belgium is pretty boring as a country, so we don't have majestic nature that we can film. But all of that is coming. But on the other hand... we just want to get those creators, like Carlos said, we want to get the creators in action. And I think one of the cool things that we're also going to do is provide that link with experts and also with just basic science facts that maybe are not available. I know from being a biologist, I had to do a lot of research in the scientific paper, journals, and whatever you have there, and they are so boring. And there's one paper of 16 pages takes you like an hour to read through. So what if we took it upon us to just go through the literature and we just share those facts? And then we can make them bite-sized pieces of information that then the creators can use in their own, whatever they're doing. If they, maybe they're just shooting something in the outdoors, but they can just make a small story with some of those basic facts that we provide them. Or maybe they just do an entire video about that. We have a few creators already, and they're so psyched to start off. It's just bigger than us. It's bigger than the two of us, bigger than the team that's working behind the scenes to get everything together.
Yeah.
This is not just for us. We're doing this to actually put a dent in what all is happening in the world. Maybe... the biggest question is, how do you see this in the next 5 years?
That's I hope that this grows because we need it. We, and when I say we, as the society, the human species, and also the planet itself, we need to act. The time to act is here. We can't wait any longer. And I really see this initiative as something good, genuinely good, and a very, how do you say, altruist. So I hope that in 5 years, we reach a point that the wheels just spin by themselves.
Mm-hmm.
That, like you said, it doesn't depend any longer of us as a team, but depends on the whole community to grow and to go forward. And also that by then we change already a lot of people's minds.
Mm-hmm.
There's still this idea that you need to change radically your way of living to have an impact. And honestly, you don't. You just have to change a few things. And step by step, we can do it. And I hope that in 5 years from now, that a lot of people are starting to do more and more of that. And that we play a big role on that.
I think the coolest
thing... How do you see ourselves in 5 years?
Oh, boy. I have the vision for the next 50 years already. No, I think the coolest thing that will happen for me is like when we have our first connection, when one of the creators just starts picking something up from the scientists, from one of the experts, and they just start working together without us being involved. I think then we have reached what we tried in the beginning. It's just bringing the first spark of people working together and just trying to share that message. It could be like some scientist is now situated in, I don't know, somewhere in Latin America, and they find another creator located in the same city, and that just by Creators for Climate, they just got connected, and now they're off doing something that could matter for their community, for their locals, for whatever, just to share that one. And that's something that you said when we were talking about this, like how you could see it grow. It's that one person, that one expert who needs the exposure to then get some funding to get it off the ground, to get the project running. And if they don't have the exposure, it might be just a good idea, but it never gets to fruition. And now we have a creator or a group of creators creating content about it. We get awareness, people see it, investors come in, and it just starts. And maybe that thing is the next idea that helps us. That is the basic thing that I want to come from this. The first thing.
Once you start to dig out in this world of sustainability, conservation, and climate change, of how many things are being done, how many great ideas are being done. That's crazy, because sometimes when I'm doing some research, and I do it like I save 1 hour of my day to go a little bit deeper and do some research, also to try to contact those people. But they look, how can I say, shitty,
mm-hmm.
because they are not properly put together on the social media world. And that's really a shame, because those ideas could be the next revolutionary idea that saves us all.
And I think by that we can end this podcast. Carlos, is there anything that you want to say to the listeners before we hit off?
Yeah, definitely. Definitely. It's time to act. We are doing our part. It's time for everybody to do theirs. And everyone can make the difference.
You heard it. Be the change. Carlos, thanks so much for coming on here. I have a feeling that we're going to do a lot more podcasts together. So definitely stay tuned for that. So for everyone who's still out there, please don't go yet. First and for all, just give my friend a follow on Instagram at carlospimentel__. If you don't know how to spell that, just go check in the description of this episode. Secondly, if you are interested in joining the pro team and help Creators for Climate just go bigger and bigger, follow us on Instagram as well, at Creators for Climate, and send us a DM explaining what you do now and why you would love to join. Now, if you enjoyed this podcast, please consider writing a review on Apple Podcasts so we can bring this content to as many creators as possible. Okay, I have work to do now, a planet to save, so I'll be hearing you in the next episode of Creator Secrets. Stay safe, people. Ciao.